Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
You're listening to a Count Out podcast.
What's up, and welcome everyone to another tasty bite-size episode of G-Wondering for this G1 Climax 34 in the year of our Lord 2024. Served from you live, hot and fresh out of the kitchen. Hot to go, as the kids say, from the nondescript white Ichiban Sweetcast van. I'm your host, Rafe Houston, your bad friend, Rafe Houston. I'm here to break down the Block A action from night 13. That's right. Sorry, this one's a few days old, but this is how it goes. We're keeping it ready, get it done as best we can, fitting it in where we can. And as always, if I got a big commute, now is the time to get it in and get it popping. So let's break down night 13 real quick for you. There was a whole bunch of tags. I'm sure they're all very good, but we're jumping straight into block action, starting off with Tetsuya Naito defeating Callum Newman in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Now, there was some speculation that Callum and Naito had like a random opening match on some pay-per-view recently, and Naito won pretty soundly. And some people were speculating he might get his win back here, you know, establish him as potential leadership candidate for Callum. I don't think he's on that path yet. I don't think New Japan are anybody to rush him. I think it still will be a while before we see the prince become king, if at all. He's not going to beat the world champ anytime soon. So Naito defeated him pretty quickly, but it was a nice match, and like, they got into it pretty quick. Naito was working with him. It was good. I enjoyed it. And for a young guy getting into the tournament and doing his best, Callum Newman continues to work hard. So we'd love to see it. Next up, Great O'Khan. What's Joel from the Super J Cast saying? Goki Gore, the Great O'Khan, is going on a run. I even heard our boy Walker Stewart saying that on commentary. And he defeated Sonata. To be honest, I thought that run was going to come to an end with Sonata, and was very happy to see the Great O'Khan winning. It's worth noting that Tetsuya Naito was owned by Curtis and added another 2 points to his already blistering score. I was very scared that Sonata would be next up, but no. Dave and the Tokyo Terrorizers picked up 2 points thanks to Great O'Khan. Great O'Khan's looking real good now. I mean, he was looking good in his matches, but, you know, he doesn't get wins very often. So it's nice to see him on a bit of a run and picking up stuff. Could he end up a finalist? You never know. Would it hurt him? You know, three go in from A. Who's it going to hurt getting Great O'Khan in there? So, yeah, I would love to see it, and I would love to see Sonata in the bin. So hopefully that is the case. Next up, another surprising outcome for me. They're rebalancing numbers and changing stuff out. But the War Dogs' Jake Lee defeating Shota Umino. And, dude, I don't know whether the smellness, as they say, over at WeWork Stiff is true, or I'm starting to feel something here. But we get a lot of fire from Shota, but he ain't getting it done. I thought I'd picked up a dream pick in, like, the third round when everybody was, you know, smoking crack over on the stiff line and getting guys like Oleg and Newman and stuff in there and their round, and I thought I got a sure thing with Shooter, but I know he's slowed right down, and so maybe the story with him is he can't get it done. He's got every advantage in the world, but he can't make shit happen, so maybe he needs a change of attitude. That's what I'm thinking. But yeah, we'll see what happens with Shooter. But yeah, was very surprised to see Jake Lee pick up that win. And I think that Shooter mathematically eliminated. I don't know. But either way, I'm hoping he can get me a couple more points on the board after this. Next up was Zack Sabre Jr. defeating Gabe Kidd via submission. I fucking love this match. Big surprise. Two of my favorite guys in New Japan right now. Love Zack getting me another win. Fuck, he was my number one draft pick, first and foremost, first guy picked in the draft, and is he paying dividends? This was a great match, man. Love the attitude between both of them, love the pre-match stuff they were saying about each other, love them going to town, and love, like, Gabe mincing Zach, but Zach giving back as good as he could, and then I love that Gabe just screaming, like, I'm not going to tap out, and, like, throwing the fingers up, passing out. Now, if you scroll back a few more fucking episodes, I'm trying to remember which match it was, but I talked about Gabe Kidd. I talked about how he has this huge face potential. Oh, it was when, don't remember the exact round, but it was when Shooter versus Gabe. And I said, is there the potential for their rivalry, from what I hear, maybe potential real-life rivalry, turning into a bit of a program for Wrestle Kingdom? And could we see the first successful double turn that I've ever seen since WrestleMania 13 and Bret Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin? And that, how what they did with Zack Sabre Jr. is how you do that with somebody like a Gabe Kidd. You have him go out on his sword. His fighting spirit's too much. He gets beaten. He's not going to tap, but he goes out, you know, standing up, dying. And I love it. I love to see it. It's proven that it could work. And I feel like Gabe is absolutely the kind of character that could do that. It's starting to rain here in Perth, Western Australia at about 12:18 p.m. So I wonder if you'll be able to hear that. There's been a little bit of... I can barely even see the road, actually. Wonder if you'll hear any live tragedy. What I'm trying to say is that you may even hear a little bit of a sound upgrade. Normally, I just give you live out of the hands-free. But Ryan, the producer over at Countout Network, Ryan was like, how about instead of giving 0.5 effort, you give one effort and just put in your wireless headphones. So I've done that for you, the people. As if you can't say I don't love you, an episode, every episode of the G1, and now this. And now I'm wearing headphones in my car to hopefully give you better content. And hopefully you can hear the rain, because that ambience is always nice. But yeah, anyway, loved Jake Lee. Loved Zack Sabre Jr. and Gabe Kidd. Really good match, and you should definitely check it out. It would be one of my matches of the tournament. Last up, my boy Shingo, my second pick of the tournament, defeats Evil with a pinfall in 16 minutes and 54 seconds. Love it. All the bells and whistles, all the House of Torture bullshit. Hirobu's getting involved off commentary. A fake Bushi, who's actually Yoshinobu Kanemaru, interferes only for the real Bushi to get involved. You'll love to see it. So, you know, they don't always do this kind of stuff, and House of Torture get away with a lot, but you love it when the boys clear the locker room and get involved, and Shingo picks up the win over Evil. Continuing, Evil was on a huge win streak, now I think he's on a lose streak through the end of the tournament. Maybe might beat Shooter on the last night, but I fucking hope not, because I want those 2 points. But yeah, I pick up another 2 points. So that hits real nice. And let's run through those points for you real quick. So as of night 13, I am sitting on 42, picking up 4 points, thanks to Shingo and Zach. Curtis is on 44, after picking up another 2 points. Josh and the Gold Coast Hot Takes are on 34, and Dave and the Tokyo World Terrorizers are on 30. So there you go. And then the G1 standings, I wonder if I remembered to prep them for you. I wonder if I did. I don't think I did. I think I'm a terrible friend to you all. Yeah, I don't think I did. I'm very sorry. So, you know what? I'm not going to run through them all. Because I don't want to stuff it up. If I look up standings now, there's been another night or two, and I'll probably just end up stuffing it. So forgive me that. Curtis's episode 14 will be up very soon, and I'm sure he will run through it. Regardless, I will have night 15 up not far away as soon as it goes live, and I'll have our most up-to-date info then. So forgive me that. I'm very sorry. I should put that on, but I don't want to scroll through my phone while driving and get us all killed. And by us all, I mean me, but maybe your hearts, you'll all die of broken hearts if I crash this van. So let's not do that. Let's just celebrate the fact that G1 is a great time. I think it's pretty safe to say we know who the leaders are in each block. I think they even said on the night that Zach was already in. Shingo can't be far off. Evil will be pretty close. And yeah, everybody was pretty much in the mix over on Block B. So we'll have a look. Let's be cheering on Godo and Narita for like the next night, for night 14. It is, I think Curtis will cover it, but I think it came out as well that after the next night of action, Yuya Oebra is out due to injury. He only had one more match, so that was an additional 2 points automatically to Oleg Bolton, who's on Curtis's team. So he's got a free 2 points that I'm not convinced he would have had without that injury, but then the breaks of G1. So yeah, you know what it is. Thank you for listening. Rate, subscribe, listen or die. Keep it right, keep it tight, and most importantly, check all the plugs I did not do. You know them. Throw a dice. You know it. Faces, Feels, Cast, Count Out Network, WeWork, Stiff, all those things. Right? What was I saying? Yes. Okay. Rate, subscribe, listen or die. Spirited fight, stylish strong, sweet cast, itchy bod.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hello, my name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune into Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.